Today's scripture comes from 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 1 to 6. Since Christ suffered in the flesh, arm yourselves with the same way of thinking, for whoever has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, so as to live for the rest of the time in the flesh, no longer for human passions, but for the will of God. For the time that is past suffices for doing what the Gentiles want to do, living in sensuality, passions, drunkenness, orgies, drinking parties, and lawless idolatry. With respect to this, they are surprised when you do not join them in the same flood of debauchery, and they malign you. But they will give account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. For this is why the gospel was preached even to those who are dead, that though judged in the flesh the way people are, they might live in the spirit the way God does. This is the word of the Lord. You may be seated.
Morning, church. We are certainly in a time of confusion this couple months, and I stopped watching the news, because if you wait long enough, you go back to where it started from January the 1st or day one. So the world seems to be in a turmoil, confusion. And after a while, you don't even know what's going to be announced tomorrow, Monday or Tuesday. And our country is also waiting, I think it's today, for a new leader, new prime minister. So we need to pray for our country. As in the last few months, our focus in Canada has shifted to the economic concerns. But let's not forget that it's not only economy that we should be praying for our country, but also how far we have gone astray from God, from the truth. So let's not forget and get distracted from that when we go into the election that will be coming soon. So in times like this, we have to be careful. Be alert, that's my topic. Few weeks ago, I think all of you, on a Friday at 1:30, all our cell phone received a message saying, alert. How many of you have received that message? All right, no. Okay, you may need a new cell phone. No, I mean, they're probably testing out the system. But I got a message. Be alert, there's an earthquake. I think it was 4.7. And then in the following weeks, we have a few more earthquakes, 3.5 and 4. But be alert. Be alert. Earthquakes are coming. A couple of months ago, I preached a sermon on the foundation, cornerstone. I mentioned about earthquakes. I gave a 1 minute engineering discussion on earthquake foundations. But we are in end times. When you look at the world, there are more earthquakes. I can guarantee you one thing, there will be more earthquakes in Vancouver. And Jesus already told us that. In Matthew 24, he also reminded us, alerted us, the end is still to come. That you hear wars, rumors of wars, there'll be more wars coming. When will there be true peace? There will be wars between countries, between people. Matthew 24:7, nations will rise against nations, kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines, earthquakes in various places. There will be confusions. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. This gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the world as a testimony to all nations. So Jesus reminded us 2,000 years ago that this gospel at that time has not been spread to other places yet. At the time, actually, the gospel haven't been formulated yet. Jesus has not died and raised yet. But then he already prophesied this gospel will be preached in the whole world. Today, if you look at the map, actually, most, I would say, in general, most places have the opportunity to hear the gospel, especially with the internet nowadays. The gospel, in some sense, has been preached to the whole world. So be alert. The end time is near. So Peter here reminded us, and he's mentioned and warned us many times, be alert, be careful, be cautious. 1 Peter chapter 4, 1 to 11. There seems to be two themes here when I prepare this message. There seems to be a theme from verse 1 to 6, talking about suffering for the Lord, staying away from sins. And then verse 7 to 11 seems to be on another theme about serving each other. There seems to be two opposite themes. One is a passive, staying away from sin. The other one is actively going into the community and serving people. But when I studied carefully, actually this is one message that I'm going to share with you today. From verse 1 to 11, it's one message. Be alert. Be alert of what? Be alert. First, we have to be alert of the sins that we are still in. Verse 1, therefore, since Christ has suffered in the flesh, arm yourself also with the same purpose. In the previous chapter, chapter 3, Peter talked about suffering for the Lord, for the righteousness' sake. There will be persecution from outside. But here, he's talking about a different kind of suffering for our sins. But first, he mentioned that we also have to prepare, like in chapter 3, we have to prepare, arm ourselves, ready, prepared to suffer, just like Christ has suffered in the flesh for us. Arm yourself. Arm is a military word that Peter is used here. It says to arm yourself like a soldier, to equip yourself and prepare yourself for battles. So I look up Pastor Anson, he's not here, otherwise I could ask him how the South Korea Koreans prepare the young people for military training. So between the age from 18 to 28, all have to be called to military service training for 21 months. And it is a very rigid, hard training, almost 2 years. It's very hard. So they have to spend 5 weeks in the army, 5 weeks in the battleships, and 6 weeks to serve in the Air Force. So all the different areas of the army, they have to be trained to be prepared for. And then they have to do very rigid physical training. They'll be able to carry all the equipment and walk for 10 kilometers. And then they'll learn how to use the different guns, to learn how to drive the different military vehicles. It's a very rigid training. And they also have to learn how to survive by themselves in the jungles. If they got the loss in the battle, so they'll be able to survive in the jungles. So it's a very hard training. So Peter here is using the word arm, to equip, to train ourselves like a soldier. So we have to arm ourselves to learn to suffer, just like Christ suffered for us. But it's a different kind of suffer. Christ suffered for our sins on the cross. But here, Peter is talking about we suffer, second half of this verse, because he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. So Peter, he is talking about us, we ceased, go away, cut off from our sins, and that involves suffering. Why is it that? So this is not the kind of suffering from outside the church, but suffer from us severing our sins. Because in sin, there's enjoyment. Really? There has to be enjoyment. Otherwise, why do we sin? When we become too much into alcohol, we suffer. But there has to be joy in drinking. Otherwise, no one will pay to buy liquor. It's just that when you drink too much, when you're being controlled by the alcohol, you suffer. There has to be joy in taking illegal drugs, at least at that time. Right? Otherwise, no one will take drugs. But only that you cannot cut yourself, you cannot stop the addict. So that becomes pain and suffering. So there may be some bad habits that we have, habits that we enjoy momentarily, but it's just that we cannot cut off from that habit. So there is joy in sin. And Peter here is saying that we have to suffer this cutting off, ceased from sinning. So when someone who have to get off an addiction, be it drugs, liquor, there is a suffering period. So Peter here is talking about that suffering when we cease from sins. What kind of habit, addiction, I may not be drugs or other things that is controlling you, that you have to suffer and cut this off. So the very first thing that Peter here warning us today, this message is applicable to us today, that we have to, it doesn't mean that we don't sin anymore. We still have to sin, but we have to ask God for forgiveness all the time. But we have to arm ourselves, this heart, the readiness, preparedness to suffer. And the next thing Peter encouraged, reminded us, so as to live the rest of your time, the rest of the time. Every day we come to church on Sunday, we are 1 week closer to seeing the Lord. Our life will be shorter. That's only one thing that we are sure. We don't know, we are not sure about what will be the economic impact on us from US tomorrow. But one thing for sure is, tomorrow we'll be 1 day closer to seeing our Lord. We'll be 1 day shorter on this earth. So that's one thing is for sure. So Peter, alert us, be alert, so as to live the rest of our time. We have to count our time, count our days. Our life can only get shorter. Our wealth in the bank, with our stock, may grow. Our real estate may grow. The cost, the value of our real estate may grow, but our life will always get less and less time. So be alert to live the rest of the time in the flesh, no longer for the lusts of man, but for the will of God. So we have to cease, cut ourselves off, cut the sins off, and then we have to walk towards the will of God. Be alert. And we have to be, as Peter here reminds us, for the time already passed, enough. Some translations translate as enough. For the time is already passed, is sufficient. It's enough. We have wasted enough time. For the time past is sufficient. It's enough for you to have carried out the desire of the Gentiles. Before we became Christians, we spent time Gentiles, non-believers, following their way of life. We have enough of that already, and that time is already passed, is enough. Having pursued a course of sensuality, lust, drunkenness. He mentioned again and again here, especially drinking. Yes, in those days, drinking is a serious problem, challenge. They go to parties, drinking parties, to drink. Alcohol is in those days probably the only major entertainment. Today we have other things, we can do gambling, many other addictions. So, but the principle here is the same. Sensualities, lust, evil desires, and desires that is forbidden, but desires that we are longing for. So all these are not in the favor of God. And then the last one is abominable idolatries. We may not worship, go to the temple and worship idols. But today we have other idols that we are worshiping. Singers, money, power, position, people. So today we have different kind of idols. So Peter here reminds us, we have to cease from sin and also stay away from all these lustful desires, drunkenness, addictions, idolatries, drinking parties. We may not go to drinking party, but other kind of parties. We have to cut off, and then we have to move towards to follow the will of God. And when we do that, people may find, people, they are surprised that you do not join them in their reckless while living, and they heap abuse on you. We won't become popular. People will hate us, heap abuse on us. And today we are, even in a so-called Christian country like Canada, we have to be always be careful sometimes. At work, in school, we have to be careful with our choice of words. Sometimes, unfortunately, we even have to be politically correct. Otherwise, people would not accept us into their crowd. But here, Peter reminded us, yes, when we follow the truth of God, people will hate us, abuse us, dislike us. We will get discouraged. But Peter reminds us, do not be discouraged, because the day will have to give account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. Everyone has to give account. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but one day everybody have to give account, even the principalities, authorities, governments, people, the leaders. We do not understand what they are doing. Why are they doing this? Why are they hurting people? Why are they starting wars? But one day, Peter here said that everyone have to give account to the Lord, to God, who is ready to judge the living and the dead. He is the ultimate judge. He's the judge above all. It seems that verse 1 to 6 is where this ends, this passage, that we have to stay away from sin. But then there's a turning point here. The turning point is verse 7. So passively, we have to cut off ourselves from sin, sin no more, stay away from the lust, the way of the Gentiles, the non-Christians, their living style, and walk, live a life following the will of God. But Christianity is not about just hiding in the mountain, doing spiritual formation every day. Stay away from the world. Do not watch the news. And we just pray and ask for forgiveness. But Christianity is not that kind of faith. And verse 7 is a turning point. Staying away from sin is only the beginning, the starting. Verse 7 is turned into a positive action. The end of all things is near. Peter is getting quite, in Chinese, chonghei, a long-winded. Keep repeating and repeating the same thing, like an old man. He's probably old. like, keep saying and saying, the end of all things is near. Be alert. There's not much time left. There's sufficient. Enough is enough of staying in the sin, dwelling yourself in the sin. Enough is enough. He's saying that. And then again, he repeats, the end of all things is near. He keeps sending us this alert message. If it's on your WhatsApp chat group, I'm sure you'll receive this from him maybe several times a day. I receive sometimes message. I receive about 50 messages a day. Sometimes I have to differentiate which one I should open first. Peter here will be sending you WhatsApp message again and again. The end of all things is near. Be alert. Therefore, be alert. And of sober mind, control yourself. The word sober here, sober mind, is to have a controlled mind. Stay calm. I'm getting excited here, raising my voice. But Peter said, sober mind, control yourself. Stay calm, but be alert so that you may pray. I cannot emphasize enough, prayer should be the foundation of all our ministries at VCAC. Last Wednesday, in the joint prayer meeting, some of you were there, I shared one of the prayer items. Actually, we pray for the prayer meetings. It's an interesting prayer item. We pray for the prayer meetings. Then more people will recognize the foundation of everything that we do at church here is prayers. You pray at home, but also there's time for corporate prayer. We pray together. So Peter here reminds us, be alert. But the first thing, when you go into serving people, when you stay away from sin and then you move into this positive, actively involving yourself in the church community, is you start with prayers. Be alert. Control, have a controlled mind, and pray together. That's the foundation of all our ministries. And then you move on, starting from prayer, and then you move up. Prayer is important. William Carey, missionary to India, I'm not afraid of failing. I'm afraid of succeeding in things that don't matter. As I prepare, Saturday is my day of sermon preparation. In the morning, I start off with prayer, sometimes a long prayer. I ask God to give me, every week, I preach every Sunday. I ask God to give me a message every Sunday, not just a sermon. I don't want a sermon. I don't think people want another sermon. They want a message from you. So I pray to the Lord. I spend a lot of time praying before I prepare my message. And I also pray to the Lord that I worry as a lead pastor of the church that we are just a bunch of busy bodies. We're busy running around at church doing a lot of things. But these things may not be what the Lord wants us to do. And I worry that I may lead the church in a wrong direction, doing things that are popular or even successful. But I don't mind doing things that are less successful or even fail. To some extent, our prayer ministry is not very successful. it's attended, it's probably our least popular, quote-unquote, successful ministry. From a business perspective, we should delete the prayer meeting, because there are no customers. Then you do not run a business with no customer. But prayer is the foundation of all our ministries. So, as William Carey said, I'm not afraid of failing, but I'm afraid of leading the church in things that don't matter. So we have to start our ministry with prayers. And above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. Not just love our family members, but love them deeply. So Peter here added another the emphasis here, deeply, we have to deeply love. And love, loving our community starts with prayers as well. Nothing tends more to cement the hearts of Christians than praying together. Never do they love one another so well as when they witness the outpouring of each other's hearts in prayer. One true way is to pray for each other. Pray for, quote unquote, your enemies. We don't have enemies at church. We may have people that offended us, upset us. Pray for those people. People that you may not like that much, pray for them. And this is a true way. The true love is praying. Start with praying. Not just buying gifts for them. But continue to do that. If you want to buy someone dark chocolate, please continue to do that. But praying is even more needed and important. Pray for each other. Pray for your friends. Pray for people that you are not, you find not that friendly. And pray for each other. And then Peter continued to remind us, praying, loving each other, and then offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. When you serve, don't complain. If you truly love the community, if you truly want to serve, you will not serve and complain, murmuring at the same time. So be alert, be watchful. The end time is coming. Serve each other with love so that we can bring glory to God. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. Each one of us, God said that, each one of us sitting here this morning on Zoom, everyone has a gift, and everyone should use the gift to serve. May it be speaking, standing at the door with the equipments. I'm really bad with the AV, so people keep, when they have worship team here asking me to help, I don't even know where they turn on that system. It needs some skills, like Nesta and Long. So God used them to serve us faithfully every week. And your gift may be in teaching Sunday school, serving the kids. We still need teachers for the children's Sunday school. We need helpers with the teens Sunday school, which are hard to find. We use a lot of teachers at the teens Sunday school. But after the COVID, everything changed. We need teachers. So everyone has at least one gift. God is very fair. Everyone has at least one gift. So serve each other with the gift that God has given you. And the ultimate purpose of First Peter 4, verse 1 to 10 is so that to him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen. So that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory. So verse 1 to 11 is actually one message, not two. Not 1 to 6. It's about suffering for the cutting off of your sins. And then 7 to 11 is about serving God, serving the Christian community and bring glory to him. But all 1 to 11 is about one message. We have to start off from our sins and staying away from it. We have to be alert. So Peter here, the whole message is be alert, be careful, self-control. And I always wish I can sleep like a giraffe. giraffe only sleep 1.8 hour a day. Do you know that? I always hope that I can sleep less so that I can do more. But unfortunately, we humans, we have to sleep 8 hours for some people. And when we sleep, yeah, I hope that Nick Hang will approve this, or Joe. And now I'm talking about the brain. When you sleep, well, you have your left side and right side of brain, right? So when you sleep, both sides of your brain will rest. But for some mammals, birds, when they sleep, only half of the one side of brain actually go into rest. Mammals like whales, dolphins, birds, migratory birds, ducks, when they sleep or rest, they have one side of brain still alert. So I Google, can a whale drown if it falls asleep swimming? And then the answer is yes, a whale could drown. if the whale fall to sleep entirely when they are submerged, so they have to be very alert while they are resting under the water, and so that they can get up and breathe, right? So they have to be alert. And some birds, migratory birds, can fly for days, weeks in the air, a long way without landing. And the reason is while they're flying, they're actually resting with one side of the brain, one of the brain, resting, the other one is alert, right, so that they won't bump into a tree or bump into a mountain. So they can fly a long way. Owl, they call this unit hemispheric. I learned this preparing this sermon. And so they can have one, so that's why the one eye closed, one eye open. Sometimes we do that in our lectures in school. Right? We're watching the professor, when actually half our brain is actually sleeping, the other half is listening. But this is truly, only half of the brain is resting, the other half is with alert, so that you know, the bird will know the environment and stay safe from the predators. Of course, we cannot do that when we sleep. We have to sleep. I wish I can do that while I'm asleep. I can still prepare my sermons. Wouldn't that be wonderful? But unfortunately, we humans have to sleep with both sides of brain resting. But we may be resting, but we have to be learn from these mammals, birds. We have to be alert, not only when we are sleeping, when we are walking, when we are working, when we are talking. We have to be alert. Alert, the end time is near. We have to be alert with our sins. We have to be alert. We have to be walking in the will of God. This verse 1 to 11 starts off, we have to cease, stop, severe, cut off from our sins. That is the basic foundation of our ministry. And then we have to follow the will of God, not just serving ourselves, what I like to do. We have to be careful. What we like to do is not necessarily what God wants us to do. We have to follow the will of God. And then we have to leave behind the desire of the Gentiles, of the world. We may like to serve God and also serve the world. We like to stay in two worlds, but God said that you cannot. I want your total ministry, your whole heart, and be alert. Be alert and pray. It's only when we pray, we would not lose walking in the will. We would not lose the direction that God wants us to go. We have to be alert so that we can pray and love one another deeply through praying for others. We truly learn how to love one another. Then we talk about serving one another. It's only when we follow these steps from the bottom up that we can bring glory to Him. Sometimes our ministry is keeping us really busy. But we have not followed the very first base steps to cease from sin. We are still not willing to cut off ourselves from the sins. We are not following the will of God. We have not left behind the worship of idols, nowadays idols. We don't pray. We're still learning how to love, but yet we are very busy serving in the church. And we cannot bring glory to God. There are certain procedures. There's a sequence. So let us learn from the teaching of Peter this morning. And let's learn. Let's be reminded. Be alert. Let's pray. Father God, help us to be alert. The end time is near. The world is just as what you have described it 2,000 years ago. You are coming back soon. Help us to be alert. First, by starting to cease from sin, to cut off ourselves from addictions, whatever habits that you do not want us to stay in. Let us be alert to pray together as a community. Let's love one another through praying for each other through supplications. Let us learn to love each other by serving each other. It's only then that we can bring glory to you with our ministry and service. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.